This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny in the control room, hand hovering over the phone, ready to swoop on down and grab it when you call on in. We are getting reports that there has been a major meteor fall somewhere around Arizona. Apparently, it was a significant event. Booming sounds all across the state. A lot of people calling the police to find out what's going on. And boy, doesn't it seem like somebody up there is throwing rocks at us these days? It's too soon for it to be anything associated with Comet Ison, and Ison's debris is actually heading way up out of the ecliptic. But there have been some very significant meteor falls here in recent months. And it raises an interesting possibility. I'm going to go off into a little bit of science stuff here. The solar system and the sun are not just slowly circling the Milky Way galaxy in a very stately and gentle manner. It's actually bobbing up and down through that galactic plane. And it takes a long time for that to happen. But astronomers have concluded that when it passes through that galactic plane, the Oort cloud, that cloud of debris from whence the comets comes, gets a little upset by other objects passing nearby and will send additional debris into the center of the solar system. And it will take about 1 million years for it to get here. And the last time we passed through that galactic plane was about 1 million years ago. So we may be seeing an increase in these kinds of incidents there. By the way, if you're into meteors and their science, one of our current ad clients is the Meteor Man, and there's an ad for him on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And I realize in this day and age and economy, meteors are kind of, they're a nice to have, but they're certainly not essential to life. But if you have a science buff on your Christmas list, there's some good values over there. All righty, getting back on to this rush to war. I reprised my article, Are They Crazy Enough to Try Another False Flag Attack, to the main page of whatreallyhappened.com today, because we are seeing very clearly these overt efforts by Israel and AIPAC and the Israel firsters in Congress to find some way to get around the P5 plus one deal and get an invasion of Iran back on track. And obviously the American people don't support this. But who cares what the American people think? They're certainly not at Congress. They're not concerned with that. Not at least until the middle of next year in the election cycle, where they'll get you all hot and bothered about gay marriage and abortion and all these other fringe issues to obfuscate the fact that they have sold out the nation to a foreign power. And the reason I reprised this story is apparently Newt Gingrich recently said that he wants another 9/11 type attack to remind us that we need a police state. Remember that wonderful speech by John Hurt toward the end of the movie V for Vendetta, where he's out there screaming at his underlings, you know, I want everyone to remember why they need us. And that's what he's talking about. Do something to scare them into obedience to the government. And it wasn't all that long ago that Donald Rumsfeld was recorded, possibly without his awareness, saying that the neocon war agenda would benefit from a new attack. We need another attack to just revive the momentum for war.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I mean, this president's pretty much a victim of success. We haven't had an attack here in 5 years. The perception of threat is so low in this society. That it's not surprising that the behavior pattern reflects a low threat assessment. And the same thing is in Europe, there's a low threat perception. The correction for that, I suppose, is an attack. And when that happens, then everyone gets energized.
Okay.
Correction for that, I suppose.
And I realize it's a very, very bad quality recording because apparently this was somebody's off their little micro recorder. But what Donald Rumsfeld was saying is essentially the American people aren't scared enough of terrorism, you know, and they're getting relaxed. They don't see that there's a threat that justifies, you know, obedience to the state and more wars. And we had some of our politicians out there the other day saying, oh, yeah, Al-Qaeda's back. They're stronger than before. They're trying to sell you a new terror threat. And there are too many players in this new piece of propaganda for it to be merely coincidence. I know, absolutely, based on all these signs that we're seeing, they're considering it. They're considering a new 9/11 attack. Either the virtual 9/11 we talked about before, crashing the financial system and saying, gosh darn those Iranian hackers. Crashing buildings in crashing airplanes into buildings is passé. Been there, done that, didn't buy the T-shirt. So they're going to have to do something really dramatic, like anthrax on multiple American cities so the threat feels immediate. A nuclear bomb somewhere in the United States. Oh, see, this proves Iran has nuclear bombs and they're going to attack us. Of course, even if Iran had a nuclear bomb, they're not going to do something that's stupid. Blow up the Golden Gate Bridge. There's a symbol, and it's actually kind of in serious structural trouble. It needs to be replaced the way the Oakland Bay Bridge was. Or something in Europe. But very clearly from all this recent rhetoric about, you know, we need a new terror attack, Al-Qaeda's stronger than ever, Iran is smuggling weapons and bomb materials across the Mexican border. Thank you, Department of Homeland Security, for letting that happen. They're thinking about it. And the only way we're going to back them off is if we're all talking about that's what we're expecting. We're expecting this government or Israel's government to do something dramatic to try and herd us all back into the war fever. And they're openly talking about it. Newt is, Donald Rumsfeld is. They really didn't learn a lesson from that backlash against the propaganda regarding Syria and chemical weapons. Maybe they think it was just a fluke, or it's all the fault of those gosh darn independent media conspiracy wacko tinfoil hat wearing kooks. But this is not the society, and it's not the world that it was back in the 1950s and 60s at the height of the Cold War, where the government could make up any nonsensical story at all, like torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, rely on the corporate media to broadcast it to the public unchallenged and have the public believe it. Those days are gone forever. We, by talking about a government false flag to reignite the war fever, are going to create a doubt in the minds of the perpetrators that they'll be believed. And that doubt is our most potent weapon against a new false flag. So feel free to grab that article and repost it on all your social media. Now, getting on over to the economic news, Australia now wants their gold bullion back. Now, let's see, the list is now Germany, Venezuela, the Netherlands, Finland, Poland, Ecuador, Switzerland. And now Australia wants their gold back, and yet we're being told gold prices are down, gold prices are low, nobody wants gold, and yet we're hearing from Switzerland, their largest gold refinery can't keep up with the demand. Somebody wants that gold. Certainly the central banks want that gold. They need to get it back to replace all the bullion they were playing games with. And so if you do not have physical gold and silver, you should be acquiring it right now. Go over to the Republic Trading Group, and they will take care of you. Because when this all starts coming apart, those stacks and stacks of paper and ink that you rely on today are going to be worth about the same thing as the Zimbabwe currency or the Weimar Republic. And you need something tangible to hold your wealth, and that ink and paper won't do it. The current U.S. dollar is worth about a nickel of what it was before the Federal Reserve took over. That's how much wealth has been stolen from you, the American people. We'll be back after these commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over at the Federal Reserve, as you know, there is a changing of the guard, or actually it should be the changing of the misers. And apparently the vice chair nomination is attracting attention because the White House is rumored to be considering Stanley Fischer as the vice chair of the Federal Reserve. And Stanley Fischer is the former governor of the Bank of Israel. And I think a lot of people would be justified in asking, is this man going to be running the Federal Reserve with at least a nominal eye toward what is good for the United States of America? Or is he, like so many other in government and finance, going to be running things for the benefit of Israel? And I think it's a legitimate concern. Rand Paul, meanwhile, has come out commenting how Obama has poured $1 trillion into the U.S. economy through his stimulus bill that did not actually create any jobs. Much of that money went to all of these blue sky projects for environmental stuff, solar cell companies that went out of business, windmills that didn't hold up, a lot of favors to cronies and donors. And it was a huge amount of money. And it's not like Obama took that $1 trillion out of his own pocket. He took it from you, the taxpayers. And he poured it into all these pet projects, which have yielded little real gain. Very few saleable products for other countries to try and slow that huge trade imbalance. Now, as I said earlier in the show, the House of Representatives is expected to vote on the new budget plan today while we're all off looking at Obamacare disasters and celebrity news. Ben Swan came out with a new video. We linked to it from whatreallyhappened.com, basically saying anything you need to know about this budget compromise, he can lay out in just 2 minutes, and it comes down to new taxes, fees for things that used to be covered by taxes, more spending on the military, huge amount of increase to the military, more money for Israel. Where's the budget axe falling? Benefits for veterans, social programs for the unemployed and hungry and homeless in this country. And that is all you need to know about the current attitude of the United States Congress. Obama came out and earlier this week was congratulating Congress. They had a budget deal in the works that was going to avoid the shutdown. And what they're not talking about, the reason the corporate media is only talking about there's a deal, that's all you need to know, is because the resources of the American taxpayer are primarily earmarked for the military, homeland repression, more drones, more spies, more TSA, generous corporate handouts. The moneyed interests of this nation benefit enormously from the 2014 budget. Ordinary Americans are systematically denied the basics. This is fascism. The money all flows to the top and it stays there. The looting of America proceeds apace. All righty. Now, J.P. Morgan has agreed to a wrist slap settlement over its involvement in the Bernie Madoff claim. There were apparently 21 separate causes for action against J.P. Morgan, such as preferential transfers, fraudulent transfers, numerous counts on that one, aiding and abetting a fraud, aiding and abetting a breach of fiduciary duty, conversions, unjust enrichment, fraud on the regulator. How did J.P. Morgan fare out? They got a deal under something called a deferred prosecution. It's a very little used, rare aspect of the U.S. justice where they come up to somebody and say, we know you broke the law. We're not going to do anything to you. But if you do it again, then we might prosecute you. That's basically what they said. And the Justice Department is excusing this leniency, saying that Wall Street's code of silence has made it difficult to get anybody to testify against the financial wrongdoing of Wall Street. Well, I'll tell you what you do. Grab some of those Wall Street bankers and you slap them on those waterboards down in Guantanamo, and I'll bet you get them to confess to, well, I don't know, blowing things up and crashing planes and killing Kennedy and Lincoln and the rest of that. But these Wall Street criminals have done far, far more damage to the United States of America than any 10 Osama bin Ladens could have done. Now, over in Europe today, Sir Christopher, I hope I can pronounce this correctly, Pissarides, is a Nobel Prize-winning economist. He is withdrawing his support for the euro, saying that the debt created by the European Central Bank practice of issuing all the euros as loan at interest has created a lost generation of European nations so paralyzed by this artificially created debt, they can't even function, and it's time to break it up. Now, interesting little story out of Nassau County. A lady named Kathleen Rice is co-chair of Andrew Cuomo's Commission to Investigate Public Corruption. And they just issued their report condemning what are called legal but deplorable actions, pay-to-play arrangements, misuse of funds, conflict of interest, and loopholes. And the funny thing is, Kathleen Rice herself took in more than $1 million through those very same loopholes she is now condemning on paper. So these people, they'll take the money and they'll say, it was wrong. It was legal, but it was wrong, but I still did it. Now, over in Great Britain, British Gas has come under some severe criticism over their 9% price hike. They're raking in the dough, especially as this hard winter settles in. And because the British people are in the same financial straits as Americans, a lot of people can't afford to pay the bills, and they're sending people into homes to shut off the power. They call them warrant officers, who are legally allowed to literally break into the homes of customers of British Gas to shut things off. And apparently, British Gas is sending these warrant officers to the Staffordshire theme park to learn how to amuse the irate customers and diffuse their anger after their power is being shut off. Isn't that nice and sweet of them? We're going to go to the phones. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first thing, you know, talking about the gas shutoff, I remember when, British was diverting natural gas that was meant for the heating of the residents over to their palaces that weren't even occupied. I remember that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm surprised. You know, you hear a lot of these Patriot broadcasts, and you go, oh, they're going to rape us one side down the other and loot this and loot that. And I'm like, why are we not talking about Iceland and Bulgaria or Hungary, all these places that threw out the bankers? You know, they got the blueprint, but yet we're not...
Well, they're all on the to-be-invaded list somewhere below Venezuela, I'm certain.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, the thing is, it's like Iceland, you know, how we threw out the bankers in Iceland, you know, it's like, why are we not talking about that, trying to force that into the mainstream? You know,
well, it's certainly present here on the independent media. We just put up a story at whatreallyhappened.com where four more of the Icelandic bankers, including apparently one of the CEOs himself, just got sent to prison for all this financial fraud back in 2008.
Yeah, and the thing is, this Christmas, we're going to remember the baby Jesus. We'll remember baby Jesus when he became a man. He drove the bankers out of the temples. Thank you, Mike.
The money changes out of the temple. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we have been talking about the problems with the plastic, the cards. And we were commenting earlier about how credit cards with built-in radio transponders, these so-called contactless cards, so you don't have to touch the germs left on the card machine, were a bit of a problem. And my wife got her card scanned by somebody walking around the mall with a computer and equipment in their backpack. But there's another reason to perhaps think about using cash instead of those cards. For one thing, if you've got cash in your pocket, when you hit your limit, you stop buying. It's a natural correcting system. But there's a very bizarre story coming out of the Daily Mail. And it has to do with a mother and two children pulled into a gas station. And she filled her car and she went to use her Royal Bank of Scotland debit card to pay for the gas. And because of the RBS computer meltdown, the payment wouldn't transfer. And she didn't have the cash in her pocket to pay for the gas. So the staff of the gas station, instead of trying to find some way to make this all go away, they literally locked her into a room at the station and threatened to simply go out and siphon the gas back out of her car. Now, this woman did not do anything wrong. She was relying on that plastic card from RBS. RBS dropped the ball. And the attitude displayed by the retailers at the gas station, I think, reveals quite a bit about the changing relationship between retailers and customers. Because I think, had I been in that situation, I would have said, all right, you know, we'll just pay us the next time you're in here, or hey, I'll loan you the cash out of my pocket, bring it back at some point. Just a perception of the optimum. How do we get past this glitch? Because it was RBS's fault, and they and she's got her two kids are still in the car. Now, that same displayed attitude is coming out of another story. This is from the Daily Mail, where this online store, Zavi, by mistake, sent PlayStation consoles to people who ordered only a computer game. Apparently, there was some kind of a bundling deal gone awry. Customers who pre-ordered this 20-pound copy of the game Tearaway received the game in a bundle with a brand-new PlayStation Vita console, which goes for £170. Now, normally, a lot of retailers will say, if it's our goof, well, you know, you got lucky sometimes. Or you might send a letter saying this was sent to you by mistake, please send it back. Zavi's attitude was to send a letter to everybody who got the PlayStation demanding the immediate return of the PlayStation or face legal action. You're not going to build a lot of customer loyalty and support with an attitude like that. Now, over in the New York Post, John Crudell has just come out with an article saying, warning, the jobless rate may be rigged. Gee, you think? And he basically goes on to mention the fact that the November jobs report released last Friday was based on data that's already under investigation for falsification, because apparently it turns out the Census Bureau collects a lot of the data used by the Department of Labor to calculate the jobless numbers. And apparently their enumerators, which is a fancy name for somebody who's counting this stuff up, have been caught fabricating information going back to 2010. And during an interview, the person who was caught fabricating information said he was told to do so by census supervisors who were in a position to instruct others to make similar fabrications. And it seems to be that this is a systemic problem. They're rigging the numbers. And apparently the Census Department surveys that went into the November jobless rate took place that included the week of November 5th instead of the normal November 12th. In other words, normally the numbers are collected mid-month. And this time they said, let's go a week earlier because the numbers are going to look better. Now, we know the real joblessness in this country is somewhere around 40%, and the government simply categorizes people in a way where, you know, they've been out of work for so long, we don't consider them out of work any longer, which tells you a lot about how government thinks. But John Crudell is out there basically saying, provably the numbers that went into the jobless claim for November were fabricated, and you would normally expect an increase in hiring in November going into that holiday shopping season. Obviously, if they were using the November 5th statistics, that was too early to really catch much of that hiring, which takes place around the Thanksgiving time. They're lying to you. They lie about everything. The Washington, D.C. doesn't know how to tell the truth any longer. If they ever caught themselves telling the truth, they'd have to tell a lie just to stay in practice. Meanwhile, getting back to this new budget deal we're all being told is a wonderful thing and to pay no attention to what's going on behind that curtain here, Israel is going to get a $173 million boost from the U.S. taxpayer for developing their missile defense system. In fact, Congress took it upon themselves to triple Obama's request for defense cooperation with Israel, meaning giving them weapons, giving them money. Obama said, we're going to give them this much. Congress said, no, they've been, you know, tripled it there. And, of course, they're slashing benefits for U.S. veterans who are already used up and can't be used anymore for wars, support for the unemployed, food stamps, social spending, infrastructure maintenance, all of that's being cut. We're just strip mining the United States to give the money to almighty Israel and the Wall Street bankers because they're the only thing that matters inside Washington, D.C. Now, over in the Ukraine, the situation is getting very, very tense indeed. Seeing a story over at RIMF.com that the Kiev protests seem to be another one of these CIA-coordinated color revolution frauds. And there is more and more evidence supporting that. And one of the things that has come out recently is the pamphlets being handed out in the Ukraine to people on how to participate in the protests, what to bring, how to be prepared to deal with authorities are identical in their content. Different language, identical in the content to the pamphlets that were handed out in Egypt during the second revolution that took Morsi out of power. And that tells you this is all being coordinated by an outside party. Now, what's really getting ironic about this thing, apparently up in the Georgian parliament, they're having fist fights on how to handle this whole situation in the Ukraine. But what's really, really interesting is the European Union is now having second thoughts about the Ukraine coming in, because back when the deal and the offer was being made, the Ukraine was a functioning economy. They had a certain amount of wealth that could be siphoned off for Greece and Cyprus and France and Spain. But because of all the unrest that has been happening in the Ukraine and the loss of property and the destruction of their society, now the European Union is saying, well, at this point, there's no benefit for them coming in. We may not even want them. Obama's still out there screaming about how dare the Ukraine crack down on protesters. We deplore this. Forgetting, of course, that what the Ukrainian government is doing is no different than what the United States did to the Occupy Wall Street protesters. Tear gas, police brutality, all of it the U.S. government did to the Occupy Wall Street movement. Well, that's good. They deserved it. Again, these very arbitrary policy positions only underscore the fact that this government is just sort of saying whatever they feel they need to say at the moment, and there is no actual coherent foreign or domestic policy. It's just changing with the wind. And, of course, John McCain has waded in there trying to say, oh, this is all Vladimir Putin. The larger issue is Putin's behavior, you know, what's again, ramping up a new Cold War against Russia, because Russia as a friend is useless to the United States military. One of the biggest disasters to happen to the United States was the collapse of the Soviet Union, because all of a sudden that big evil enemy on the other side of the planet was gone. And the American people are saying, all right, the Soviet threat is gone. Let's stop spending money on all these strategic bombers and submarines and everything and spend it on the American people. And, of course, the military-industrial complex said, wait a minute. Don't take our money away. There are other enemies we've got to make war on terror and war on poverty and war on global warming, and we need our money. And ever since the Russian republics formed, the U.S. military-industrial complex has been trying to figure some way to turn them back into the evil Soviet threat that we must surrender so much of our wealth to be protected against. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
World world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over in Italy, they, too, are also having protests regarding austerity, which is austerity, of course, is taking money away from the people to give to the bankers to pay off a debt that really should not have existed in the first place, and it's all imaginary and made up anyway. Take more away, give back less. That's the government's definition of an austerity. Now, my definition of austerity is a little different. When you yourself choose to live a simpler life, that is austerity. When the government orders you to live a simpler life, that is dictatorship. So the Italians are fed up with all this austerity the same way the Cypriots are, the Greeks are, the Spanish are, everywhere. And they're having protests over there, and the government of Italy sent in the police, the riot police go in there and deal with those protesters, and the riot police walked in, took off their helmets, and stood side by side with the Italian protesters. Not going very well over there in Italy for the money junkies. Meanwhile, Associated Press, for some reason, has decided now is the time to push for Puerto Rican statehood. They want to fan that up as an issue. Oh, Puerto Rican statehood. I think it's more of that conditization that's going on to create issues for people to argue about so they're not paying attention to what's going on inside the Congress, inside the budget deal, inside Wall Street. Meanwhile, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was a cornerstone of the growing global economic tyranny, has hit a problem. They missed the deadline for talks and agreements. And more, they're beginning to understand that this Trans-Pacific Partnership is not going to work because of this instigated friction between Japan and China, instigated and supported by the United States. Remember, back in 2008, China and Japan were saying, we'll share the islands, we'll share the cost of developing the oil and gas, we'll share the benefits, peace, prosperity, commerce, all will be well. Then the United States comes into Japan and says, no, those islands are yours. We recognize those islands belonging wholly to you, and kicked up this whole kerfuffle. And by doing that, have undermined the possibility of this Trans-Pacific Partnership moving forward, which is a good thing because much of that Trans-Pacific Partnership is withheld from the public. A lot of it enshrines some of the most draconian intellectual property rules and regulations you have ever seen. And it's all about protecting the profits of the big corporations around the Pacific Rim. Meanwhile, getting back to Japan and China, Japan has now mobilized their amphibious assault troops. I cannot tell you how dangerous this is. If Japan simply seizes the islands, China will respond, the U.S. will come on in, and they'll have their World War III. This will be the big bang that lets you know it's a world war and you should forget all about banker predations and congressional corruption and child porn in the Senate and the rest of it, and just knuckle down, give us your money, give us your children, it's a war, we must win, victory or death, and all the other crap they say to get you to go along with this whole thing. Remember, the United States wants a war with China, because first of all, they can simply write off all the debt they owe China. And second, every American ally would have to drop using the yuan, which is the real agenda here. The yuan is becoming very popular internationally. It's already gone past the euro. It's in second place, closing in on the dollar. That's the real goal. They're going to send millions of your children risking death and disfigurement over which piece of ink and paper the world is supposed to use. That's what's going on here. Now, meanwhile, Fast and Furious has hit Milwaukee. The ATF has once again managed to embarrass themselves horribly. They apparently rented a bunch of storefronts in residential neighborhoods. They invited known criminals to come in and use the storefronts to deal in guns and drugs. They hired mentally disabled people to hand out flyers to get the word out about these stores. In the stores, the ATF provided drugs to young people, encouraged them to take them in the store, and then after this whole operation was over, they arrested the mentally disabled people they hired because they were participating in criminal activity. They arrested all the kids they'd given drugs to in the store. Apparently, during this, the ATF left a real machine gun in one of their cars that was stolen. They haven't recovered that one yet. They apparently severely damaged all these rental properties. They didn't pay the utility bills, and they're refusing to pay the landlord for all the destruction caused to the buildings. And in all of this mess, You know how many drug and gun kingpins the ATF arrested from this sting? Zero. Zip. Nada. Nothing. Your tax dollars in action. I'm sure they had a heck of a party here. Somebody wrote an article over at RINF.com. Where's the body count from shootings by the police? Well, we've gotten the number. And it's firming up as more information comes out. Since 9/11, at least 5,000 innocent Americans have been murdered by the police departments. And that is a number that exceeds all of the intentional capital executions in this country, all of the deaths from terrorism, including the maybe not terrorism of 9/11, all the gang-related deaths, and all of the mass shootings that are waved at us by the gun grabbers. Oh, he went into a movie and he killed 10 to 20 people. Well, the police have killed at least 5,000, maybe more. We've been talking about the decline of the United States of America. We're talking about the dismal educational numbers. And now the democracy rankings have come out. Remember that wonderful clip from the newsroom on HBO, America's not the greatest nation on earth, and hey, other nations have freedom and democracy. And by the way, the academic statistics quoted in that clip have they're worse now than they were when the show was made. Back in 2009, the United States was ranked 10th in the world for democracy. Today, it's 14th and still falling. We're not even the most democratic nation on earth. We lead the world in amount of incarcerations, number of people who believe angels are real, and military spending. The U.S. executes more people legally, capital punishment, than Yemen, Sudan, or Afghanistan. Now, the United Nations has long pushed for a global abolition of all capital punishment, but the U.S. persists in doing it. In 2012, there were 43 Americans put to death by the government through due process. We don't know that they're all guilty. That's one of the reasons why I oppose capital punishment, because we know a lot of convictions are fraudulent. Look at that lab technician in Massachusetts. Thousands of innocent people got sent to jail because this woman rigged the lab test to help the prosecutors score points, like it's some kind of a game. By the way, speaking of game, you're probably going to see this on TV. One of the hot new toys that's out for Christmas is something called the logo game, where you win points by being able to recognize corporate branded logos faster than the people around you. I think that's a little sick. But that's being taught. That's the new game to prove you're a loyal consumer and you will recognize the logo as quickly as your name. I hope that one fails. Getting back to that whole idea of a poor response by corporations to their customers, apparently Thane Bonfort over at Yahoo opened his mouth again about the best way to deal with all the people complaining about Yahoo Mail's constant failures and shutdowns is just to kick them out. If they're going to complain about us, we don't want them. We're just going to kick them out of here. And we're seeing so many comments like that. It betrays a terrible attitude problem between corporations and their customers. Like, we're just fodder and we don't have to listen to you and we don't have to take care of your complaints here. Meanwhile, because of the NSA fallout, it is now predicted by computerworld.com, 1 in 4 cloud providers will be gone by 2015. Hopefully, as they are on the verge of shutting down, they will give their customers an opportunity to decloud their data. But you might want to seriously think about going back to keeping your data under your own control, because the cloud may be gone that you're using. And of course, if it's under your control, the NSA has a harder time peeking. I'm going to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
financial